Hey, Stoops, just want to let you know, Washington's birthday is the 22nd.
Really?
Yeah, because it's my grandpa's birthday. Oh,
that's right, because it's always on a Monday. Or President's Day is always on a Monday.
Yeah. But Washington's is the 22nd. I know that one for fact.
Yeah, okay. That
Lincoln's
makes more sense.
Lincoln's is in February also.
What?
Lincoln's is in February also.
Right, yeah, but President's Day...
Yeah.
But President's Day is located on the Monday before Washington's birthday is the point of it then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, because it can't always be on the same Monday every year. That makes sense.
Exactly, yes.
Thank you. I didn't, see, we're finally making some progress in learning about presidents.
There we go.
Isn't it exciting?
Have a good one, guys.
Aren't we having fun talking about presidents? Aren't
we? It's real.
It's real fun. Did you have any presidential facts you wanted to share? Do you have a favorite president?
No, I don't have a favorite president. I'm not there yet.
Okay, well, do some reading and get back with us, all right?
Okay, thanks, Duke.
All right, see
you. Bye.
Yeah, talked a little bit earlier about how Chris Matthews on Hardball went off on people celebrating President's Day and not recognizing that it was celebrating George Washington's birthday. And then nobody knows anything about presidents. Nobody has a favorite president.
I have one.
You just figured it out, though, within the last, like, 10 minutes, though, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Chester A. Arthur.
Why?
Because he has a stash like no other man had ever walking this earth. His mustache is amazing.
Everybody knows that I have obsessions with mustaches and facial hair.
But,
what,
okay.
What are you ripping that off for? I don't.
No, he has.
No, it's
like
it's not going to work.
Side,
no,
it goes clear up his cheeks. It's like a beard, but not on his chin.
Right, it goes down like the sideburns connect up to a mustache.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even describe it. You have no right declaring facial hair as a reason to like a president. Come on, facial hair is the reason why you like a certain celebrity.
Like Tom Selleck?
Yeah. But it's not why you would like a president. Come on. Yeah, that's a serious topic. Yeah. FDR. It's easy. FDR.
What?
He squeezed 4 terms out of that baby. And he was immobile. I mean, come on. That guy was B.A.
What about Eisenhower? He was pretty good.
Eisenhower's cool.
Although...
Kansas Pride.
I had a bad experience at the Eisenhower Museum.
What happened?
When I was little. Okay, when I was little, I had a fear of Barbie dolls' heads popping off. It scared me. That's how my sister would scare me. She'd rip off a Barbie doll head and chase me around the house with it. And we were walking through the Eisenhower Museum. There's a point, we were walking through the Eisenhower Museum, and I asked my dad, I was young, I was like, how'd this man die? And he goes, well, his head popped off, and we turned the corner, and there's his bust. Right there. And I screamed and I like ran.
So his headless bust, is that what you're saying?
No, it was his bust. Like it was his head there. Like they.
Oh, just the head part. I gotcha.
Yeah. That's what a bust is.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So that scared you?
Yeah.
It would have been funny if you would have taken a picture of the head with a Barbie doll's legs like coming out of the bottom. That'd be nice. Did they let you do that at the museum?
I don't know. They might.
His head pop. That's great. How old were you?
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe 5, 6.
Yeah. That explains it.
What?